This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. The last Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah Hey, we said we're getting a little bit closer to a Metzius Dika Halacha of how big is a Rimoin. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah only gave us the size of a Rimoin in terms of what's a Rimoin Benini, or maybe a Mochosh of a Rimoin, a Rimoin Godl, a Rimoin Badon, but didn't tell us practically in size of inches, in terms of weight, size. How do we measure Bizman Hazeh? We're going to have other Mishnayos now. We're going to start learning Kibetza Shama, which will be the same halacha. We have Shirim and halacha that tell in a Beitza and a Zayis, etc. Which Beitza, which Zayis. What about Bizman Hazeh? It's a famous tumult between Gedolei Rabbi Seinu about what happens if it would seem like Nishtanu Ativiyim and the Shiurim, what was standard then, is not the Metzius of today. So just as an aside, a Beitza, we have, there's a famous thing to remember, Askeleb Gudei, which means you have the letters Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis, which is Eifoi, So, Lug, Kav, Beitza. Gudoy means 3, the ratio of the first to the second. The second to the third is 6, Vov. Dalet is the ratio of 1 to 4 of the third. And Vov, which would tell us that the Askeleb, the last one, which is a Beitza, is 1/6 of a Lug. And the Lug we have in terms of volume, we have how big is. Now, in terms of size, to in terms of volume, when we say a log in a bait, so we're talking about volume, and we're talking about size in terms of inches, which we would call veloshnater etzpa, tefach, amo, and so on. So the way to measure, there's a standard procedure based on the sugim sochem daf kuf tes, and that's the way to measure is that nefach to oirich, volume as opposed to length, would be 2 by 2 by 2.7. And this is the shir, what's mavu in the sugi over there for Revius Haloig, which is a beitza and a half. A beitza and a half is 10.8. The number that we just said, 2 by 2 by 2.7, is 10.8 square etzbois, is the shir of a beitza of a chetzi. Okay, this is just the basic formulas. But again, what happens if the metzius changes? So the famous shir, this is a tzlach and psochem daf kuf tezayin, is what we call the shirish of the shir chazanish. And the tzlach was yotzel echadish, that this that we have a shir beitzo, if the shir beitzo was bigger than mei chazal, if a beitzo was bigger than mei chazal, then you have to go, what's a bigger shir? Now the tzlach had a basic problem. The tzlach did a scientific experiment. The Gemara's mavur over there, based on the sugan erivin daf pei gimel, what's the shir of how much flour is mechuyev in chalo? The Gemara says, in terms of beitzim, 43.2 beitzim. In terms of its boys, comes out a size of a kli that's full of flour, 3 1/9 its boys. As I said, Ramon Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Shinchov Dalet. So Shals, if you put the two together, they don't stim. So the Tzlach says you'll have to say that one of two things happened: either what we measure its boys, which is based on finger breadths. Our fingers are different than what they were. Or you'll have to say the beitzim niskatnu, the beitzes are smaller. If the things got smaller, bizman hazeh, he says, mistabe that the fingers stayed the same and the size of the eggs of the beitzim got smaller. So memela, he says that the share of a beitza is really 2 beitzim bishal zmanenu. Don't take out an egg from your fridge and measure, it's really double that amount. L'choira, the way it says in the Tzlach is also in the Maaseh Rav, is Kufhei B'Shem the Goin, some surface installed that way. The famous Hachro is the Hachro of the Chazanish. He has a kuntres on this Inyan, and the Stipler wrote on this, he has a Sefer Shu'un Shal Torah, and they hold that the shear of an etzpa is 2.4 centimeters, a revius is 100 cubic centimeters, and a beitza they measure based on that. And because of that, their sheer revius of Kiddush is going to be bigger than what's the standard. The other famous shita is called the shita of Reb Chaim Noah. And he holds a lot of shiurim. There's a lot of rayas, and the Bi'alokha brings both shitas. The halacha sees that somewhat of a suffix. He says, "Gabi din deraisa one should be machmir." That's why they have Kiddush Friday night, which is deraisa to be machmir with a bigger kois, and Kiddush Shabbos morning you can make with a smaller kois. Ki yadua, the Chofetz Chaim had a smaller kois. He was saimich on the smaller shear, which is loydishtana. Instead of 150 cubic centimeters for Kiddush, they used only 86. Kitza, this is a shas and a famous machlekes all over. In all areas of halacha, just pointing it out in the context of our din. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Kebeitzer she'amru, the beitzer that we find in Chazal, which is used as a shear, gabi tumas oichlin and other dinim, loy beitzer gedayla, v'loy ketano ela beinis. Same thing we had in the Mishnah before. Reb Yehuda oimer mevi gedayla shem gedaylas. You bring the biggest. By the way, when we say an egg, we don't mean an ostrich egg. We mean a chicken egg. Bring the biggest egg possible. V'ketana shebketana is the smallest possible. Bring a kli, a pot of water. Fill up the pot until the top. V'noisim l'teich hamayim. Put these two beitzim in the water. V'cholek es hamayim. Take the amount of water that's spilled out and divide it into two. Each one is the share of a beitz of benis. Now, the chodesh is just a way of measuring it. What was the view of the mechadish? So, see the next sheet. Amar Rav Yosi. How do you know for sure this is the biggest, this is the smallest? That's the way to do it. So the way to do it is visual. You take what looks to you to be a beitza benini, and that's a beitza benini. You can't measure scientifically. It has to go lefi hashor sadas. Yehuda's way of scientifically between mashanir hayoyse godla hayoyse cotton is not meduik. That's the machlekes here. Just to remind ourselves, in the whole din of the Mishnah Kebetzer, which L'chor is talking about dinei tumah v'tayra, so you look at the Rav, and the Rav says, L'gabi tumas oichlin. What's L'gabi tumas oichlin? So we know that a shtikel oichel, a piece of food, till l'tame acherim has to be the size of a Kebetzer. That's the Mishnah. L'gabi kabolas tumah itself is a famous machlok tushen, which we've discussed in the Psicha to say the Tyrus, and it's really an inyan that will come up again and again. Behemshech hamishnayis is whether Kabbalah's Tumah is Mekabal Tumah even B'kol Shu, or Kol Shu that's Mekabal Tumah is only Derabonah. There is a Das Yochad, a Rajma, in Shabbos, in the beginning of Perek HaMetzniyah, that holds the Pachas Mekabetzah is not Mekabal Tumah at all, even with Derabonah. The Rambam over here in the Pirush HaMishnayah says that the Inyan of a Kabbetzah in the Mishnah is L'gabe Kama Dinim Torim, L'gabe Kama Dinim, there and again the Torah. Which dinim? It sounds like not only Tumah Seichlin. He mentions Tumah Seichlin. It sounds like other dinim. So there are other dinim that are told in Kibetza. Zimun, Esrig, the share of an Esrig has to be the size of Kibetza. So there are other dinim. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. Kigregeres Sha'omru, the same Tzura of a Mishnah. Kigregeres is a dried te'eno. It's a little bit bigger than a Kazayis, but smaller than a Kibetza. There's actually two shittas in Hilchis Eruve Chatzeris, in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Samaches. The amount of food you need for Eruve Chatzeris is a Kigregeris. The Shir Kigregeris, that's one of the places where it's Shtark and Egeir. The other place where it's Deraisa is L'gabi all Hoitzah on Shabbos on foodstuffs. Any type of food, what's called a Shir Choshev, that if a person carries in Rosh Hashanah or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, when would it be Chayv Skila or Chayv Korban Chatos? When it's Kigregeris, that's a Sheikh Choshev Aleichel. The other Malachas of Aleichel also then again, preparing food, Tikkun Aleichelim, is also telling that. So again, the Gregeris also could be variable, what type of Gregeris. So the Mishnah says, like Doyle of Loik Tano, Ela Beninis, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Hagdoyle Sheba Eretz Yisrael, Hi Abeninis Sheba Medinois. In Eretz Yisrael, the gregarious are smaller than a chutz la'aretz. So, well, the big ones in Eretz Yisrael are equal to the benishim dinas. So when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't go bas benis, you go bas the gedolim. Tanakama obviously holds you go bas benis in Eretz Yisrael because peris that are legabi the halachas makes sense that you go bas Eretz Yisrael. More than that, the makor to all these halachas are based on a gemara in Erev and Sukkah we've quoted before. That the Gemara says that all the Shivas Haminim that Shebehem Nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael, Chita, Sa'ira, Geffen, Riemann, all said Lagabi Shi'urim of different halachas. So we're talking about Peres Eretz Yisrael, so the halachas have to be Kefi the Peres of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Tanakhama holds. The Sant, the Reb Yehuda, seems to be saying that the Peris and Eitzrol are smaller. The Goin changes the Girsa over here from the word G'dolei Shevei Yitzrol, says K'tanei Shevei Yitzrol. Because Haloi Peris and Eitzrol are Mishubachai, they should be bigger. Melech Shleimer brings such a Girsa. So you look at the Sidre Tyrus he brings from his father. He says that the Mishnah is talking after the Churban by Hasheni. So the Dinim of Tum V'Tayr is still Negev, but then the Peiros were smaller. Yishtel Sur Gemara and Psachim, where the Gemara says that Akshav Yenei Shal Yehuda Machmitz V'Yenei Shal Adumim, which is in Chutzlo, it's any Machmitz. So the quality of the Sveldiga wine is less. On the other hand, he doesn't point this out, but there is a Gemara, the Gemara brings from Rav Yechanan hundreds of years after Churban HaBayis, that the Peiros Eretz Yisrael was still of superior quality. So it's hard to know. It seems like it's a machlokes. How to learn that point between the Gersois.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.